Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, Tacoma Minutes. We'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
And today we celebrate Armed Forces Day, which is tomorrow on a Bad Choice Friday with the Village People. Village People and In the Navy taking on the band known as the Gap Band. Vote now. Minutes to go there on the Bad Choice Friday. Choices: Village People, In the Navy, and the Gap Band. You dropped a bomb on me. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
So is he turned on by the bomb being dropped on him?
I think he liked the bomb being dropped.
Okay. You know what he's into.
That. Yeah. Right, I'm about to say that. I think that was covered in one of the Dirty Big Dummies.
Drop that bomb. Vote now for Bad Choice Friday, coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One thing from our question here. Mom would use the back of her hand and the wooden spoon to discipline you with that. I had plenty of those broke across my ass when I was younger. Dad was the guy with the pointed cowboy boots while they were still on his feet, kicking you in the ass. That from Debbie. As we jump into the birthdays. Guys, I hear you guys doing birthday announcement. I have twins turning 12 years old today, Haley and Austin. They would love it if you said happy birthday to them. That from Christina. How about a little kid fish sandwich? That seems
fish
appropriate
sandwich.
For 12. A birthday shout out for Torben again. Guys, I'd love for you to read the exact same birthday shout out that I sent in last year.
Ooh,
okay, way to be active.
I'll explain. I had been put on a heart medication that made me infuriatingly dumb. Life was one of those why did I walk in here moments. So I got my kid's age wrong. After hearing it, he only texted me, homie, I'm 19. Switched heart medication soon after that. So here's the original email, because actually this is the birthday.
So this is the one she sent last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, it is my son Torben's 20th birthday. He's beautiful, considerate, creative, hardworking kid with a sharp wit. Keeps me laughing, knows how to fix aircraft, and is a phenomenal plane spotter and photographer. He is studying in Germany, which is way too far away from the mama bear. He is my entire heart, but he's rocking it. So how about an OG fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about working on fuselages? Maybe Coach Ted giving him advice on entering his 20s. Mama loves you, kiddo. Many thanks. That from Trista.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, when you bring up the fuselage, only picture one part of your body, and I will be visiting it with my sausage.
Yeah, so you know, it's funny. See, fuselage does remind me of a girl I once knew.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of people in there.
All right, how old's he turned at Miles? 20?
20.
All right, you got one more year. Now listen, this year will be weird. You'll be sitting around going, hey, everybody else is 21, and they go to the bars. Don't sweat it, man. Trust me, you'll be 21 in no time, go to whatever bars. But also, you're probably in Germany, it sounds like. So, yeah, Guten Tag. Go drink a beer. I don't think they care.
Good afternoon, Bacholas. I think it's 18 there. Is it 16? Parental supervision, maybe?
Definitely, 18, maybe at 16.
I think you can drink at home. Good afternoon, Bacholas. Friday, today, my girlfriend's 23rd birthday. She's going to be going to school for a visit to learn about their cooking and baking program, as she loves doing both. So how about Coach Ted pumping her up for culinary school, shotgun gets, a bong rip, and Mike Hawk dad jokes? You got a couple you can throw out there? Thanks so much. That from Ethan.
Get.
All right, culinary school. First of all, get ready to buy some knives. You're going to need good ones. Second of all, get ready to judge your friends, as their cooking will now suck. Third of all, get that degree all you want. You're still going to have to be a line cook and learn the right way.
And if you're really going to cook, this comes in handy.
It really does.
Just the stress of restaurants, man. Just be high.
Just the only thing you have to remember, don't forget what you put in the oven.
All right. I do love a good dad joke, and you know what? I'll give you some Enum Claw-themed dad jokes here. What did the horse say after it tripped?
What did the horse say after it tripped?
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
All right, that's not bad.
What do you call a well-balanced horse?
A well-balanced horse.
Stable. Jesus. And finally, what do you call an angry carrot?
Angry carrot.
A steamed veggie.
Hey, he's pissed.
Yes. Gentlemen, it's my lovely lady's 30th trip around the sun. Can I get her the D, turtle sex, and the dirty German telling her what her tarot cards will predict for tonight? Happy Friday, that from Angel.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, I know that one of the tarot cards and the major arcanum would be the hangman, which would be very fitting because tonight somebody's going to be hanging brain.
Yeah, you know, it's in Germany. I don't know too much about these tarot cards, but does one have a penis on it? Such might be the one you're getting.
Yeah, new card.
New card. Penis.
Jesus. All right, what else we got?
Guys,
You have not seen that one, have you, Mike?
No.
My 31st birthday, I am spending it getting my house ready for my bestie to come visit me for the weekend. Can you give me the dirty Germans talking about a 31-year-old growing into her woman body, a bong rip, and a you like that? Thanks, guys. Much love to you all. That from Andrea.
Yeah, first of all, I find it very hard to be two women there, but it's funny you bring up growing into your body, which is a German game we play. We go in flaccid, and then we grow into your body as well.
Yeah, I think the funny part is they're having the sleepover, or as we call it in Deutschland, Sizzlefest.
Eric needs some dad jokes from Miles. Feel guilty for going out of town on his birthday, but some bad jokes should help simulate me for being there. Can someone also say my meat is burned? I think it's usually Miles who says that over the song from Katie. Thanks, yay.
Ugh, meat is burned. My meat is burned.
Sometimes I wonder what age it is appropriate to tell a highway that it was adopted. What did the bees hold after moving into their new hive?
What did the bees hold after moving into their new hive?
Housewarming party.
Nice.
And I'm only friends with 25 letters of the alphabet.
Why?
I don't know why.
Oh, I see.
Dude, so my husband, Jeremy, a.k.a. Psycho, just now told me he would love to get a fart montage, dad jokes for Miles, and some turtle sex. He is 47 today and doing delivery for Amazon, so let's make his day. Thanks, guys. That from Jana.
Why shouldn't you bother telling sheep jokes to a border collie?
Why?
He heard them all.
He already heard them all.
He already heard them.
Boom. By the way, guys, I just want to tell you that becoming a vegetarian was a big missed mistake.
All right.
Gentlemen, I'd like to wish my sister Barbie Ann a very happy birthday today because I always confuse it with Mount St. Helens eruption on the 19th or the 18th. She's gotten a few belated birthdays because of my brain slip. Hey, Barb, I remembered this time. Side note on the subject today. I know sis will remember well how mom could whoop our asses with a wooden spoon until it broke. Good times. So can I get a fart montage? Some jokes from Miles as well. Thanks, guys. Love you. Best damn show on the radio. That from David.
God.
Guys, you know,
that one's always gross.
You know, my friends say I'm the cheapest person that they know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not buying it. Why did the guy wake up with stir fry all over him?
Why did the guy wake up with stir fry all over him?
Because he was sleepwalking.
Walking.
Yeah, it looks orange and sounds like a parrot.
What's carrot?
Carrot, that is correct. Yes, carrot. And one more. This is cool considering tomorrow's Armed Forces Day. It says, gentlemen, today marks a special occasion as we celebrate the 85th birthday of a true hero, my dad, Stephen Riggins. His dedication to aiding fellow veterans with PTSD has been a beacon of hope for many. Despite his recent diagnosis of Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, his spirit remains unshaken, and his legacy of resilience continues to inspire many. I've received countless phone calls from veterans, other people whose lives he's touched. Many tell me how his strength and will got them through some of their darkest times. So I know him as my dad, of course, but also fills my heart to also know him as a wonderful man who has impacted so many other people in such a remarkable way. Guys, I'm leaving this one up to you. Please give him whatever you feel is appropriate for someone who has selflessly done so much for others. And while he doesn't listen to the radio, I'm recording this and I'm going to play it for him. And I know he'll appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for all you do. That from Sam.
You like that? You like that?
Please clap.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here real quick. Interesting on the conversation we were having yesterday about professional teams that share the same name. It was one of the questions on...
Oh, it's car models, right?
This one.
All right.
This one based on the fact that out of the four pro leagues, the main ones, which teams share a common name.
Okay.
So I came to 12 teams that share the same name. The L.A. Kings and... L.A. Kings and...
Sacramento.
Sacramento Kings. Arizona Cardinals and...
St. Louis.
Carolina Panthers and...
Florida.
Texas Rangers.
New York Rangers.
San Francisco Giants.
New York.
Winnipeg Jets.
New York.
There you go. That's all I could come up with. Thanks, guys. That from Kevin. We're going to have to re-explore that topic a little bit.
That opened up a can of worms.
It really did. What's the crazy name you remember? Greetings. In Phoenix, Arizona, there's a dive restaurant called Beat That Meat Barbecue. Cheers, guys. That from Jeff in Phoenix. Couple more on that one. Guys, my favorite place name is an Irish bar in downtown Appleton that's called the Dirty Leprechaun. Also, I don't know if you remember, you had a shot of the day of a football player from Indiana who's going to WVU named Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Noah.
Yeah, you can't say it.
Let me see.
Nijah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy made big news.
No, but I think that his name is pronounced differently than the spelling.
I think that he will tell you to pronounce it differently than the spelling.
Yeah.
It's Nijah.
Yes. Regarding food, I would not eat again the volcano burrito, or I would eat again.
and Volcano Taco from Taco Bell. Restaurants that I wish we still had where I am, Jack in the Box and Whataburger. My family aren't much for fast food, but if I ever go to Texas, I'm going to demand that they take me to one of those. That from Paul, who says, P.S. Thrill. Stop hating on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, one of the best songs ever written. Ever. Listen to the instrumental part with all the sound effects.
Brother, that song is awful. Yeah. And look, don't worry about my... If you like it, you like it. Having bad taste, don't beat yourself up about it.
That from Paul. Okay, let's see here. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
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 Time. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum-guzzling cats, cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
Three times fast.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles.
Oh, wow. That was
that was quick.
That was strike two on that Ted versus the FCC.
Yep.
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
All right, our time.
Oh, we shouldn't be.
Yeah, not because we were coming up with rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. We actually just went out and got loaded.
Held it. No, why not?
That's two late nights for you. I saw you late on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, same time, same channel.
Yeah.
Let's keep it
back down at Sluggers.
Well, you know, once Wednesday night after Rolling Stones, I figured to myself, you know, I've got the schedule done. I can be at 1:30, 2 a.m.
3 a.m.
party. What time did you get to bed on Wednesday night?
Man, it was late.
I was 3 a.m.
Yeah, because I went home. I was still all jazzed up and started watching Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, when you brought that up the other day, I cannot believe you went home and just started watching television. I mean, by the time I don't even think I took my shoes off. I think I woke up with
just fully clothed.
Just flat on the frickin' bed. Okay, we're going to try this. As you know, three strikes and you're out. So, Ted, this is your only opportunity to get this one right. It comes from Mumbles, and it goes something like this. He says, good luck, Ted. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum-guzzling cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC. You need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right.
Let's get it one time fast.
One more time. All right.
One at a time. Let's go, buddy.
Right, we're just going to one time fast. Thanks, coach.
I'm still just
going to... Yeah, fine.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh, man.
I mean, you didn't say it, but I'm still just going to be safe.
It's not my fault. This cat is a...
That's a weird cat.
All right. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum-guzzling cats. Cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
Three times fast.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum-guzzling cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut. Well, oh, come on.
She can't get enough of it. She loves it.
I need to date this woman.
They say it's good for your hair.
Gosh.
Protein injection. Give me that damn thing.
We got to save this for another Men's Room World Tour.
I've said that C word more.
That cat's going to file a lawsuit. Like, yeah. Look, man, I do not do what Ted says. It's milk.
But all the cats in the neighborhood, all the strays love that cat.
That's why they're always at my back door. Right.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day into the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come on, minutes. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new survey suggests millennials are not prepared for the, quote, great wealth transfer.
I read part of this, and the idea is that boomers are about to leave a bunch of cash.
Correct. They're about to leave them their inheritance, but millennials aren't quite ready to handle this kind of money. It's like, well, no duh.
That's a good problem to have.
Right.
People that play Powerball are not, like, prepared to win $900 million.
Exactly. Well, and at the end of the day,
you find a way to live with that problem.
Isn't it going to stimulate the economy by starting to pour that back in instead of just hoarding it all away as well? Like, isn't that how it works? I could be wrong. I'm not an economist.
Well, I'd say save it, spend it, or invest it, guys. I mean,
exactly.
Kind of learn three options or light it on fire. It's up to you. Right. But like, hey, man, if you're going to get a bunch of cash, I don't know what to do. Best problem you will ever have in your life.
Right. Sit down and figure out what to do. Heck, you got a lot of money. Hire a financial advisor. I'm sure they could help.
Right. It's almost like that's their job.
And again, millennials are not just a bunch of, you know, deer with their deer in the headlights. They will figure things out. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a misleading headline.
It is.
Like, you're not prepared.
My mommy's not here. I don't know what to do.
Like, right. I don't think they're unhappy.
Right.
They're just not prepared. That's okay.
Correct. Hey, here's $1 million.
It's like a surprise party. I did not know this. I was ill-prepared.
Right.
But I'm cool with this.
I'm excited. Let me figure out what to do. There's a members-only club in New York City with a gun range in the basement.
Okay. Yeah, I saw part of that today. I'm like, damn, man. That's cool.
I mean, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Could be a bowling alley, whatever.
Exactly.
But, I mean, as long as they can keep it quiet.
Is it in Manhattan?
Noise ordinance.
Not positive. I think so, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's only odd is I don't think you're allowed to have a firearm in Manhattan.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're
that's
right.
Like a big deal. That's why, what's his name? Years ago, Plexico Burress got in so much trouble because it's like, you're not even supposed to have a gun in Manhattan.
Aside from injuring yourself with the gun, you weren't supposed to have this here.
Correct.
Gotcha. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. Going to a club, there's a gun range. To me, it's kind of like the axe throwing bars.
Yeah, you're cool.
Right? Hell yeah, it's a terrible combination, alcohol and weaponry. However, it's also terribly fun.
Yeah, but the people that go there, I would imagine, are very, very responsible.
Yes.
And a lot of those old school private member clubs and stuff, like, people, I mean, I'm sure they go and drink there, but a lot of people do a lot of stuff there. That's just like their home away from home. Right. Not all bad, but I'm just
right.
That's just their home away from home.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, Miles can attest. Like, I know you're not a country club guy, but, like, people that golf that are members of country clubs, like, they're hanging out in that club a lot, whether they shot around or not.
They're going to spend their monthly food and beverage dues.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
gotcha. Yes. So they just go up there, they have lunch, have drinks.
So you're going to spend $300, $400 a month.
Right.
Yeah, take advantage.
Yeah, might as well go and get your food. You've already paid for it.
That's a fact. And those clubhouses are nice. I've seen a handful of them. They're nice.
Yeah, Rainier's a great spot.
Yeah.
Like, just downtown.
Exactly.
If you're a member, I mean, I can't go.
Oh, one day, Miles, we'll get you in there. A new study found 67 minutes outside helps refresh your mental health.
Well, sure.
If only they told people to get outside more often.
It never comes up.
It never does.
If you work in a building, it's hard.
No kidding.
I mean, you could take a walk on your lunch break.
Right.
But you're not eating.
I mean, we're working in this building, but we have the great fortune of being able to look outside at all times.
Which is very nice.
At the sunshine that we're missing on the regular basis.
Yeah,
however,
but we also see the gloom we're missing on a regular basis, right? So you're like, all right, you know, trade one for the other.
And we got a hell of a canvas of the city of Seattle over here just to get the, that nasty rain that comes down.
Yeah,
man.
But not for the first 4 hours we're here. We're in a cubby hole with no light.
That's a fact.
In a cubicle, in cubicle hell.
Has Dave gotten back to us about taking that doggone office?
No, all the other people just... All the other people who aren't here took all the office space with the views.
They did.
Even though they're not here.
I mean, our boy Drew even moved over and he got another...
They just moved all of them to the nicest place and they're not here.
Yeah.
Kept us in the back of a hole.
Right.
Thanks.
Half of them work from freaking home.
Like, I know.
Leave them in our spot.
The only way they'll come to work is if they feed them free food.
Yeah.
They got to bribe them.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Scooby snacks.
Yeah. Then they don't give us any of the lunch.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And Miles, that was a phrase right there. Thanks. It was a phrase that actually sounds nice, but it's actually, it wasn't, it was more rude than it sounded.
In fact, it was just like, thanks, seriously.
Miles, I'm setting something up here, buddy.
I know. Why can't we have breakfast?
10 phrases that sound nice, but are actually rude. There's this saccharine sweet, genuinely decent person I know. This person says things that the pessimistic cynic in me urges me to want to clock this person in the face repeatedly. Like, great job handling that on your own. I know there's no ulterior motive behind this statement, but that doesn't mean I don't want to set them on fire. Because I do.
Handling that on your own. Thanks.
Yeah, way to handle that on
that
your own.
What is that on your own?
Oh, Lord. So these are phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. So saying something like, you're much better looking in person. It's said in a positive, but it's not very kind. You're basically saying the person looks bad in pictures.
Well you still never said they look good.
Is you.
So, right.
They didn't say you look good. You just look better. You're not nearly as alarming as I thought you'd be.
Yeah.
Well, you don't take pictures well, do you?
You've lost so much weight.
Yeah, I've said that before. And again, I'm not trying to be rude. It's actually meant as a compliment.
It is. Correct. Well, that's the whole thing. It sounds nice, but it's actually rude to say. And I...
Is you look so much fatter also.
Because
I'm
here's
sorry.
The thing.
It's not.
If you put in the effort to lose weight, I don't feel like it's insulting. That was your goal. It's one thing if like I have an eating disorder.
I have cancer.
Right.
Going through chemo. Oh, my bad.
Right. You know, if you show up all of a sudden and you're, you know, you've been hitting the gym and you just look jacked, it's not rude to say, dude, you've been hitting the gym. You look good.
Don't you want people
right.
to
it's
know?
It's not subliminally saying, boy, you were flabby about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that you look like crap before. This is literally like, wow, whatever it is you're doing, like, it's made a profound difference
right,
in your appearance.
Down.
And you're going to work on your face. See, then it gets rude.
Because you need to.
I mean, that was one thing that people told me. Boy, that beard's coming in nice. Like,
your face was ugly.
Even with one chin, you're ugly. You know, I mean, there's...
I said that earlier to a person outside.
With one chin?
No, your beard looks great.
Oh.
I'm assuming this was a female?
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't mess with you.
I didn't say that.
Did she hear you?
You did.
No,
I didn't say you.
But
it was a dude.
Oh, God.
It was a dude.
Saying something like, it's not your fault you didn't know any better. It says it's all about tone, though it can be said with empathy. It's often dripping in judgment.
It's situational.
Tone matters a ton.
It really does.
Which is why
I can say that to my kids, and I mean it legitimately. Hey, look, man, you didn't know any better. Don't worry about it. That's one thing. If I'm saying it to my wife, chances are being an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Say it right. I'm thinking about me saying it to somebody, like another adult. Like, well, you wouldn't know any better, you dumb piece of...
Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. I think you're stupid. I'm not surprised.
Kind of works in conjunction with it, but you're smart for a blank. Well, you're smart for a radio guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do get that stuff. Yeah. Not just
that's,
radio,
that's,
but anything.
That's backhand.
Right.
It is.
Or from being from a place. Oh, you're smart, Mike, from being from Enumclaw.
Exactly.
You know, it's same difference.
Now, if you're black, you hear, oh, you're very articulate. So now it's a, why do you say that? And the discomfort they have, I'm like, okay. You brought it up. I'm just follow-up question.
You're amazed by it.
What was your expectation and why? Right.
Say, mama.
Another one that I'm trying to get out of the practice of is, you know, so-and-so. You know, she's actually like 92. Like, holy cow, she looks good for her age. No, she looks good.
She looks good, but look, man, I do believe there's an honesty to it.
Age questions are a trap.
They are, there. But also, if you're going to ask, you're going to get an answer. And look, a lot of people, and even a woman who's 70 years old, if you thought she's 55, she is happy. Same thing with a dude, right? Either
sure.
way. Like, they're happy about it. This is not an insult. So you say you look good for your age. And in my mind, you understand why they're saying that. Because right. other people your age don't look like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, somebody said it to me last week or a couple weeks ago. And it was a compliment, but I was joking.
But they thought you were 30.
I was joking with another coworker, another person in this building, who I know is closer to my age. But I have answered some questions for the, you know, I keep up on the kids slang. So right. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, she was like, you graduated in 1999? I was like, yeah. She goes, I thought you were a lot younger. And I was like, well, thanks.
Yeah.
It does sound, it was a century ago.
Yeah. Yeah, damn it. Phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. You know what, Thrill? You're pretty when you smile.
Well, thank you, Mike. First of all, you're correct.
Right.
I'm also pretty when I don't. But no, I understand on that one.
Exactly. Oh, that's, you should smile more. You're like, pretty when you smile.
Back to that one. I think that's more offensive.
Yeah.
You know,
just don't smile. Say it to women. Just
smile.
Right. You're I'm not having a good friggin' day.
Yeah.
I don't feel like smiling.
I don't think people mean it the way that it comes out. I think what they're saying, and look, you're still going to take it poorly, and I get it, but I think what they're saying is like, your smile is infectious or it lights up the room or whatever, right. but we never say that. It's like, oh, man.
Now, there's a lot of creepy guys that look at women and just go, you know, you'd be prettier if you smile.
Right.
There's or creepy like, guys that do that.
You're
know,
like, why don't you smile in the box? Like, there's a lot of stuff people
be
say.
Be more appealing yeah. for me.
Do you realize yeah. your resting face, you look miserable all the time?
Right.
Just say that. I mean, seriously, like, you look like you're always angry in a bad mood, even though you're not. That's amazing.
Do your friends tell you you have how resting bitch face?
Are you trying to keep people away? Because it's working.
Yeah, it's like, she's working a desk job, taking care of customers. Like, don't tell her to smile.
Guy, right. girl, doesn't matter. You phrase, look angry.
Phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. Ted, I just love that you don't care.
Yeah. All right.
I've heard that once, so, but the person who told me meant it, and I did not take it. Years ago, I just remember this one girl working at a restaurant. I don't remember what the situation was. And I said, man, I really don't care. And she was asking, like, do you want to do this, this, or this? And I remember she looked me dead in the eye, and she goes, the one thing I truly appreciate about you is when you say you don't care, I know you mean it. Yeah. And I took it as, I'm like, yeah, I'm not effing around. I don't care.
I don't think that's that bad.
No.
Not at all.
Miles, just like you.
What's that?
It's just like you to wear a shirt like that, buddy.
It's just like Steve to wear what he wears every day.
Exactly. I am right.
I expect that.
You are wearing
his shoes
you,
to be crazy. I expect his shirt to be absolutely obnoxious. but that's what I expect from Steve. Yeah. I expect Steve's going to go to a wedding and look better than the bride and the groom.
I can't help when people marry ugly people.
You know, they say, like, don't show up the bride and the groom. Yeah, right. He don't care. He'll come in like...
Well, it's not like he's showing up in a white dress.
No, he could look like Bozo
I'm
the
doing
clown.
That next.
Like, you can dress better than the groom, but yeah, just...
It's the bride, right? The groom's like, hey, man, don't outdo
that
me.
That suit is better than your wedding dress.
Steve, you've been telling me about all these hard times that you've been going through. You're so strong.
Is that an insult?
No, I don't think so at all.
It says it only brings attention to how terrible the person's life is at the moment, they say.
But okay. It seems like, but you're doing well with it. So what you're trying to say
right.
is, hey, look, I know there's a lot of stuff on your plate right now, but within this conversation, it seems like you're okay.
Legitimately, right. I think it depends who brings it up. If you have not brought anything up to me, and I said, Ted, yeah. hey, man, you're a strong character.
You're
like,
strong man.
Ted be like, I was talking about football.
Right.
Then it's insulting. But yeah, if you just told me a bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah, that one seems fine, right? If somebody's being like, man, I want to like, oh, well, you know, like, good on you.
Yeah.
At least you're keeping it together. Because there's sometimes... People tell you something, it's like, Jesus, I'd be a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ted, trimming your beard like that, man, I like it. It makes you look so young.
Is this really, are these really bad things to say?
Because it's
implication that you look like
right.
It's like when people say, boy, if we go to a wedding and it's co-workers or something, they're man, you guys clean up nice. I know they don't mean it as an insult, but clearly what they're saying is, you look like asshole.
Well, no, what they're saying is, I never see you dress up.
Right,
right.
In my mind, that's how I interpret it.
That's not what they mean with you, Miles.
Yeah. I know that.
I'm glad you think
that. That's how I am going to process things.
Hey, Thrill!
Positive Friday.
Glad it's the truth. Like, Thrill knew just from the picture Mike posted on Derby Day. He's like, well, they must be somewhere. Like, why is Ted in a button-up on the weekend?
You know what? You're a hunter. Exactly. And it wasn't an insult.
He used to dress like crap.
I just, there's Ted. He's looking sharp. And he just, but I know how you are, too. And it's like, I knew you were somewhere because of the way you were dressed, man.
throw right. comes around
I mean,
the corner.
They're not taking pictures of Ted's shoes. That's when you know he's dressing up.
Right.
Have you ever worn those before?
Nope. How are you still single? Again, these are phrases that sound nice but are actually rude.
Because I'm smart. Because I want money for me.
I stopped saying that my age in the early 40s.
Yeah, you get some responses.
I just wouldn't say that in general. Like, she's never been married, no kids, nothing. Like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, she's attractive. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, right.
But then the number one phrase that sounds nice but is actually rude. Wow. You clean up nicely.
Yeah. So I was just saying. Yeah.
I shower once a month.
I'm
like, yeah.
I mean, I think also, like, that one can be annoying as hell. I think there's a nice way to, like, throw just say, you can just be like, oh, you look sharp tonight.
If you know that person, though, you know it's a personal dig from your
friend. Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point.
Miles, you just love this list.
I do. All these things are perfectly acceptable to me.
A daycare owner and three of their employees have been arrested after their business practices came to light.
What were those business practices they were doing?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.